New opinions are always suspected and usually opposed without any reason. But because they are a new opinion and they're already contrary to the opinion that is being enjoyed, new opinions are always suspected. What sort of opinions do you have about your life? What sort of opinions do you have about the world in which you live and the experiences that you have? Do you have opinions that say all is good and all is beautiful and all is wonderful? We say that often, don't we? Do you have opinions that say that your world is a fantastic world, that your world is a glorious world, that your world is a super world? Do you have opinions that are not necessarily always accepted by everybody else? Are your opinions sort of unique just for you? Well, they truly are. And they're unique just for you because that's who you are. And that's what's going on in your world. Your opinions are very unique for you because your opinions reveal what your thoughts are, your attitudes are, what your dreams are, what your goals are for yourself. Now, what are your goals for yourself? Are you always looking for something beautiful? Are you always looking for something outstanding? Are you always looking for something that is glorious? And if you are, then truly you have everything going for you. If you are, then truly you have the whole world aligned with your dreams and your goals and your desires for yourself. If you are, you are a magic being. A magic being is a person who does not stop at what exists, does not stop at what appears to be, but has the ability to look through those experiences, through those attitudes, through those ways of thinking that have been used up to date and are perfectly satisfactory because they've gotten us around very nicely. But when you look beyond them, when you look at not the reasons behind it, but at the fun behind it. Now, what's the fun behind talking about pyramids? Well, the fun behind it is if you let yourself dream and say, I kind of think this is the experience that goes on inside of a pyramid. I think that a pyramid is not just a place for pharaohs to be buried, that the pyramid is a place where wisdom takes place, where great minds gather and come to great conclusions, where great thoughts are thought. Yes, that's kind of a unique and a different opinion that's always going to be suspect, because how do you know that? How do you know that? I've been listening to some of the great mathematicians of the world and how they're thinking through their math and how they come up with math and how they have used math as a dreaming attitude. And all that math seems to do is to reveal more and more of what life really is. Unbelievable. What life really is, it's something that jumps beyond the vision, jumps beyond what we know, jumps beyond what we think about. And when you can enter into that type of thinking, then you enter into the thinking that goes into your divinity, the thinking that goes into the reality of life, the thinking that goes beyond all that you've ever done before. And when that happens, wow, yes, wow, then mathematics really takes off. Dreaming takes off. Imagination takes off. The pyramids take off. All sorts of things throughout all history take off. We look at the geological forces that are affecting the world and affecting each one of us. And we say to ourselves, golly, that's interesting. And we have an opinion about it. And our opinion does not need to be set in concrete. Our opinion can be set in a fluidity that lets us think and dream, that lets us wonder and lets us imagine and lets us come to conclusions that are absolutely fantastic, absolutely outstanding, absolutely amazing. Now, this is what we want to do. Opinions are based upon nothing at all. Oh, we think they're based on facts. We think they're based on the appearances, that they're based on things that we know, but they're not. They're not based on those things because those things are not based on fact appearances. They are constantly changing. They are constantly being revealed. They're constantly being awakened to a whole new attitude, a whole new way of looking at something. And as they're being awakened to this constant new awakening to things that are going on in the world, how fantastic it is. How glorious it is. It goes beyond whatever we have ever known in the past. And then the true idea comes forth that it is unlimited, that it does not have any one statement that says this is how it is, one opinion that this is how it is, one attitude that this is how it is. They're all suspect because they are constantly changing. And when you and I open our inner consciousness, open our inner awareness to this constant change, to this constant realization that new ideas are flooding forth, new ideas are dashing into the world, into our consciousness and saying, hey, look at me, this is interesting, look at me. And when we look at our inner thinking, when we look at our inner dreaming, we begin to say, where is the stability in this? Where is the reliability in this? Where is the statement that this is going to be that way and always that way? For if we do, then we miss the point. Now, we'd like to say that all life is stable, all life is something that we can depend upon, and that we can depend upon a never-changing God, a never-changing attitude, Well, that's true. The infinite is never changing, but it includes all. And whatever we're thinking about at the moment is an item. And we are thinking about things that go beyond that obvious item that we're looking at, that unchangeable. You can't even conceive what unchangeable means. I can't either. We look at unchangeable as a word, and we say, it's unchangeable. The divine is unchangeable. All is good, and all is beautiful, and all is wonderful. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean to be unchangeable? What does that mean to be eternal, immortal, everlasting? Well, when you say that you are the everlasting, which you can say, that means that you are the allness. You are the yesterday, you are the tomorrow, you are today, you are this moment, you are every moment, and you are any moment. For you can think of any moment you wish, you can dream of any moment you wish, you can be living in any type of attitude that you wish. But when you live in all attitudes, all thoughts, all dreams, then you are living in the unlimited. Then you are living in the immortal, the eternal, the unchangeable. For the unchangeable encompasses the all. And when we encompass the all, when we can conceive of encompassing the all, then we are conceiving of being the eternal. We are conceiving of being every whit of life, of love, of being. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, they're all here at this moment. If we want, and we can, we are divine. We can live in the allness at this moment. But so long as we're human, and so long as we think in a human frame, we're going to think in moment by moment. We're going to think in hour by hour, time by time, day by day. And because we think in that sort of a limited perspective, we will not think in the allness. But we are the allness, and we can think in the allness, we can be in the allness, we can live in the allness, and we can live in the allness right now, and live in the allness forevermore, because that's who we are. Yes, opinions are suspect, And they're only suspect because they open the doorway to new attitudes and new ways of looking at all of life. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, to encompass the allness now. And yet, in doing that, because we're human, we only see a little bit. But as we let ourselves see from our divine inner vision, we will see the allness right now. Join with me in seeing the allness in you as I see the allness in me, and I see the allness in all, and I delight in it, because it is indeed very, very wonderful. Know that this is true for you. Know that it's true for me. Know that it's true for all of us. And say with me, I love you. I love you. I love you.